Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Awestruck, but Unrepentant. Awestruck, but Unrepentant. Upon Jesus granting permission to the demons to enter a herd of hogs, the pigs immediately ran over a cliff and died in the sea. Matthew 8:33 continues, Then those who kept them fled. They went away into the city and told everything, including what had happened to the demon-possessed men. Those tending the hogs evidently were aware of exactly what was happening. They knew Jesus had delivered these demon-possessed men. They knew the demons had entered the pigs, which promptly resulted in mass suicide by the entire herd, and it terrified them. They fled back to the city, evidently Gadara, and reported everything. Verse 34 continues, And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. The whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they begged him to depart from their region. These swine herders, in effect, became evangelists. And the whole city responded. They all came out to meet Jesus. Only one problem. They responded negatively. When they saw Jesus, they did not welcome him. Rather, they begged him to depart from their region. These people were awestruck, but unrepentant. One can know the truth and yet reject it. Sometimes Christians think that if there were just more evidence, people would respond. Rejection is not necessarily an intellectual issue, but rather fundamentally a heart issue. People don't believe because they don't want to believe. John 3:19, and this is the condemnation, the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. The evidence is more than sufficient. The Word of God is sufficient. The Spirit's enlightenment of conviction is sufficient. The problem here was not a lack of evidence, but rather, they didn't want Jesus interfering with their lives, with their livelihood. And you know what? If you beg Jesus to leave, he will leave. He does not force his way in. I do not find that grace is irresistible. In fact, I find the scripture saying in 2 Corinthians 6:1, not to receive the grace of God in vain. In Acts 7:51, I find rebellious people resisting the Holy Spirit. And in Hebrews 10:29, I see that in rejection, it is possible to insult the Spirit of grace. The Spirit woos, he convicts, he invites, but he does not force. That is why Hebrews 3:7 and 8 says, Today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. These people put pigs over people. They put economics over deliverance. They put the unclean over the holy. And they put demons over the Savior. This is a perfect example of what the world does in loving darkness rather than light. It makes no spiritual sense whatsoever. But that's the world for you, a world lost in rebellion and darkness. Two questions. Who is Jesus? Number two, who is Jesus to you? It's not enough to know the truth about Jesus. We must receive him personally for who he is as Lord and Savior. John 1, 11 and 12, he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Ralph Waldo Emerson was a famous philosopher who lived in the 1800s. He wrote, quote, Historical Christianity has fallen into the error that corrupts all attempts to communicate religion. It dwells with noxious exaggeration about the person of Jesus. Now, there is a blasphemous blunder for the ages. This misses the entire point of the Gospels. Not only is Christianity not a noxious exaggeration about the person of Christ, but in truth, his greatness cannot be over-exaggerated. For true believers, Jesus is Lord over all. His authority is total. His power knows no bounds, whether in relation to nature or demons. No matter the realm, Jesus is Lord over all. As Paul says in Colossians 3:11, for us as believers, quote, Christ is all and in all. It has well been said, Christ is not valued at all unless he is valued above all. The Bible says, as the God-man, God has highly exalted him, and that one day, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. Philippians 2, 9 through 11. Every demon will bow in confession of Christ's lordship. The devil will bow. Ralph Waldo Emerson will bow. There are no exceptions. The only issue is, when will we bow? Believers bow in repentance and faith in this life. Unbelievers die in defiance, only to find themselves bowing before the sentence of eternal damnation. So who is Jesus to you? Is he God? Is he your personal God? Is he your Savior? Acts 16:31 says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. The Bible says, now is the time. Tomorrow may forever be too late. Christ invites you to come to him. Receive him by faith for who he is as Lord and Savior. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.